Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined
by Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and a feature about Christchurch in Magdalen Street, which we hope you will enjoy. Then Margaret Thompson is here again with her roundup of what's on in the locality. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
Thank you, Peggy Smith and John Rawson, for the stamps. They are joining the ever-growing amount awaiting delivery to the NNAB. A big thank you to Bessie Bremner for your very kind donation and also your lovely letter. It's good to know that knitting gives you so much pleasure. Betty says in her letter that suffering from macular degeneration, knitting gives her solace and enables her to help others by sending her garments to the NNAB and the Salvation Army, and she recommends her hobby to other people coping with the same condition.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 11th of November. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now for our first batch of news items. The school's half-term week has seen a science festival at the Forum, with lots of different activities and features. Before that, however, the announcement of a proposed council tax increase.
People in Norwich could be set for a 2.5% increase on the share of their council tax, which goes to City Hall. If the rise, which Labour-led Norwich City Council is proposing, goes ahead, it would mean people in the city would pay around £5 per year more, just under 10 pence extra a week, for a Band D property. The council is having to look at saving £2.3 million a year from now until 2020, and the council tax increase would generate about £160,000 more for the authority. Leaders say the rise is necessary to help protect key services, while they're also looking at ways of encouraging communities to do more to help themselves. When the current City Hall budget was set in February, councillors agreed a 1.95% increase in the City Council's share of the council tax. In Norwich, council tax bills are split between the City Council, the County Council, and the Police and Crime Commissioner. After years of council tax freezes, Norfolk County Council this year increased its share by 3.99%, and the Police and Crime Commissioner share went up by 1.98%. Collectively, that added more than £50 a year to bills for people living in a Band D property in the city, the biggest increase for years.
Some children set off on a secret mission to save the planet, while others marvelled at virtual reality or live experiments during the bumper weekend offering around the city. And with headline speakers including Ben Garrod and Maddie Moat drawing crowds, hundreds got involved with the first weekend of the inaugural citywide Norwich Science Festival. Evolutionary biologist Mr. Garrod delivered his talk hours after assisting with the dissection of the rare fin whale that washed up at Hocombe Beach. I am fascinated by the fact that we always look abroad for the big nature documentaries, and we sent presenters to Africa for human evolution. But Norfolk is the only place in the UK that has evidence of four distinct species of human, he said. We go back a million years in Norfolk, and from that we can look at the settlements they left behind and how they were living. We can go back further to the West Runton mammoth, when we had lions and monkeys wandering around in Norfolk. At the same time, we had different species of human. Mr. Garrod added, keeping a focus locally helped engage young people with the world around them.
Performing multiple sell-out shows across the course of Norwich Science Festival, our own People's Astronomer, Mark Thompson, said the Fortnight of Science has helped galvanise interest in the subject. Two shows at the Forum paved the way for a takeover of the Playhouse, with the Norfolk-based astronomer leading audiences through the wonders of the universe, with some dangerous theatrics thrown in for good measure. Space travel is a vital part of progressing society, he argues, while explaining a journey around the solar system could be achieved in less than 20 years. If we have the technology and the willpower, it would be possible, he said. The universe is a fascinating place and space travel is worth it. People often question the financial viability of space travel, but when you think about the improvements made as a result, they include smoke detectors or water purification systems, which were developed for space travel, but now being used in third world countries. These things have helped us further society.
He is a scientist best known for his colourful shirts and his leading role in the groundbreaking Rosetta mission. And more than 100 people turned up to listen to him give a talk at the John Innes Centre in Norwich. European Space Agency, ESA for short, scientist Dr. Matt Taylor travelled all the way from California to speak with local astronomers and school pupils. It had been arranged by Norwich Astronomical Society and gave a fascinating insight into the landing of a probe on a comet back in November 2014. Dr. Taylor, who is the lead scientist on the Rosetta mission, spoke about the enormity of the task and what it had been like behind the scenes. The Rosetta spacecraft was launched in 2004 and reached comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko in 2014. Despite being almost 500 million miles from Earth, the ESA team managed to successfully land a probe on the surface. Chris Greenfield, volunteer at the Astronomical Society, said, "He is an inspirational speaker and very engaging. And it shows when you look at the number of students who stayed behind to speak with him." Will Luxford, age 13, from Wyndham High Academy, said, "I've always been interested in space, and I followed the Rosetta program since the beginning. His talk was amazing and has given me more inspiration to pursue a career in the sciences."
Highways bosses have been urged to make sure they account for a potential link to the Northern Distributor Road when long-awaited improvements to the A47 are made. A £300 million programme to upgrade the road was announced in the run-up to last year's general election, but work is not due to start until 2020 and may not be completed until 2023. The plans include dualling the A47 from North Tuddenham to Easton. Norfolk County Council members spoke to Highways England representatives about the plans at a recent meeting, where they made the case that the stretch must be designed with a junction in mind to link to a new road leading to the NDR. The lack of a link has been a criticism of the £178.5 million 12.5-mile NDR, which is under construction and will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road. People in places such as Cossey, Western Longville and Ringland fear it will lead to rat running where they live in the absence of a proper connection from the A1067 to the A47.
Now for our second feature. Again, it is from Derek James, who tells us how the opening of Christchurch in Magdalene Road in 1841 sparked a near riot. It is read by Alan Shirley.